Levittown was once the quintessential post-war suburban development. And a new play looks at a creative writing class in 1967 that shakes things up. WNYC's Jennifer Venasco has this review of The Babylon Line at Lincoln Center Theater.
Aaron Port is a writer living in the Village, played by Josh Radner. He reluctantly commutes on the Long Island Railroad to teach a group of housewives and two men how to write. The students themselves are skeptical. They wanted to be in a political science class. The most vocal is Frida Cohen. She's played by the sublime Randy Graff.
Will we be in this class expected actually to write?
Well, it's a writing class.
Now that perturbs me a little.
Don't let it.
I know James Michener.
Frida is a mouthy gadfly who prides herself on knowing everyone. She's Levittown's queen bee, using pointed jokes to keep her neighbors in line. When a quiet, beautiful woman appears in class, Frida circles her like a panther. Why haven't they met before? Where has she been hiding? The woman, another student named Joan, is flustered. But she turns out to be a real writer, and the teacher is taken with her. Unfortunately, they're both married. That's a fairly conventional story, and playwright Richard Greenberg tells it more or less conventionally. There are a few jumps in time. But his language captures the forthright funniness of Long Islanders, and his scenes can be luminous, especially when the students are reenacting their own writing. The Babylon Line doesn't quite hold together, and the scenes with Elizabeth Reeser's Joan and Radnor's teacher tend to drag. But the minute Frida Cohen opens her mouth, the play sparks to life. This is meant to be a story about fighting convention, but Cohen is so vivacious that we realize even a ticky-tacky suburb can be secretly vibrant. For WNYC, I'm Jennifer Venasco.